and welcome to this episode of Flickering Dreams, which is our regular kind of natter about movies, our cinema cafe segment, where we kind of do a roundup of the week. We have just finished recording our reviews for three films, which are the big films out this week. One was Mother's Instinct in cinemas. The other was Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, also in cinemas. And the third film was The Beautiful Game, which is on Netflix, I want to say. Yes. If you want to catch those reviews, please take a look for them on the Flickering Dreams channel, either the audio one or on YouTube for the video ones. Starting this segment, just to look at some of the other films we have seen during the week. We're missing Emma, and I think Emma is the only one who's actually seen the number one film at the box office this week, which is Kung Fu Panda 4. Let's take a little look at that.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace.
Keep your surf off my turf!
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
Well, it's clearly working for DreamWorks because, as I say, that's, as we'll see shortly, that's at number one in the box office. I haven't actually got any notes from Emma on what she made of this, but I'm sure it will please the kids. There's very, very little else on in the cinemas for kids this Easter holidays, I have to say, for younger kids anyway. So that probably fits a bill, which is why it's doing so well. Emma did actually send us some notes on two of the other films she saw, which we've reviewed separately. One was Mother's Instinct. We declared that to be a hit. That was Andy and myself reviewed that, and we gave it a Flickering Dream score of 8.5. Emma also liked it. For Anne Hathaway's performance in particular was fantastic, balancing unhinged with angelic. And although she loves Jessica Chastain, she wasn't quite sold on her performance, so she gave it a 7 out of 10. So that would reduce our Flickering Dream score to 8 out of 10, but still a hit. And on Godzilla X Kong, which we somewhat suspected Emma would like this, she described it as an amazing dino monkey smashy smashy movie, and she gave it 9 out of 10. And I think she would have given it 10 out of 10, but she says it needed more smashy. Right. I think there was
more
quite
smashy.
Enough smashy. I think there was quite
the pyramids
enough smashy.
Go, Rome goes. What does she want? I mean, you know, let's just destroy London while we're at it in Paris.
Yeah,
and
there's lots of monuments in the world still to go. Yes. So she gave it 9 out of 10, but that's not going to save it because Andy and myself gave it a 4 out of 10. So that's not going to make it a hit.
Sorry, Emma.
As much as she tries.
Sorry, Emma. I tried.
Yeah. other films that we've seen this week, or at least Scott and myself have seen, one is Shirley on Netflix. This is, I mean, I thought this was going to be a better film than it turned out to be. It stars Regina King as the first black congresswoman in American history, and her run for the president. Now, anyone with a minor knowledge of American history will know that that was an unsuccessful run at the presidency. So the film follows a somewhat strange story arc for me, and kind of finishes on a bit of a downer, to be honest, even though this is an incredible woman who clearly did incredible things at a time when race relations were still very troubled. So, I don't know what score you would have given that one, Scott.
Yeah, so I'm similar to you on that one. Very mediocre film, but with a brilliant leading performance from Regina King.
Yeah.
I gave this one a score of 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. I'd probably give it a 7 out of 10. I just like political dramas like this, American political dramas particularly. So I'd probably give it a 7, but that gives a Flickering Dream score 6.5. So it's still a marginal miss from us. Another film which I think both of you two have seen, I didn't see it, was on the Cineworld Unlimited thing last night, and that's The Book of Clarence, which we will review fully in a couple of weeks' time when it's out. It's actually released on the 19th of April in the UK. Andy, I
need that time to process.
I saw you describe this as Life of Brian without the laughs.
It's Life of Brian without the laughs. It's we know from the Bible that the disciple called Thomas had a twin brother. So the Clarence of the title is Thomas's atheistic twin brother, who decides that he is going to be a very naughty boy and actually become the Messiah, turn himself into the Messiah. So it's kind of Life of Brian with a little bit of a twist to it. But he's a very naughty boy, but he proclaims himself the Messiah, even though essentially he's an atheist, and bad things end up happening to him. I just very quickly, and I know we were written full, I thought, from my point of view as a believing evangelical Christian, I thought the portrayal of Jesus was really terrific. I was more than happy with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, we'll let you process that until we review it properly in a couple of weeks. To have a look at the box office top 10. Share that. And at number one, as I think I implied earlier, is Kung Fu Panda 4, talking about long-running franchises. And that's made over 5 million quid at the box office, which is pretty good going for a first week, isn't it?
It has to be, because it's the only film for young children out over Easter, apart from Migration, which is amazing.
And at number two, we've got Godzilla X Kong. Godzilla multiplied by Kong, the new empire. Over 4 million people have gone and given their cinema dollars to go and watch that. We'll pray together, Andy, for them.
We will.
And number three, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And we did not rate that film particularly highly. And that's 2 weeks out, over £8 million at the box office already. Dune Part 2, clocking them up, it added another $1.5 million to its total. 5 weeks out, £34 million at the box office. And I have to say, it's still an excellent film. I really wanted to try and go and see that twice at the cinema if I could, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to. Too much other stuff on. At number five is a film I will struggle to pronounce, Arju Jivifam, which I assume is a Hindi movie. Have you heard of that one, Scott?
I heard of it, but I haven't had a chance to see that one. There's been quite a few Indian films that have come out the last week or two.
There's always one. Yeah.
And number six is that film we were just talking about, Mother's Instinct. And we rated that baby highly. And Jessica Chastain and Anne Hathaway hasn't clocked up a big box office, but I'm sure it will be after we've recommended it that you go and see it.
Although I really notice it's not in cinemas next week. It's not in my Cineworld.
Oh, is it not? Thursday it's this week. Out quickly.
No, as from this coming Friday.
Right.
They're not actually screening it.
Right. Okay. At number seven is Immaculate, which is 2 weeks in the chart. It clearly had a very high opening week because it's made nearly 1.2 million and it's only put 0.25 million onto that total in this last week. So it's a film that kind of opened well but then fell off quickly.
Well, finally, a decent horror film, though.
Indeed, yes, you certainly rated that one. I'm sorry, I didn't get to see that. That was what I wanted to see, when the only thing I could see was Godzilla X Kong because of the timings. I wish I'd seen Immaculate, but there you go. And number eight is a film I actually don't know anything about. It's called Crew.
This is another Indian film.
Is it?
Comedy with three Indian air film. Stewardesses.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, I see, as in Air Crew. Okay.
Yeah.
And number nine, still clocking up business, is Wicked Little Letters. And that's made close to £9 million. It's probably going to drop out next week, and probably. And at number 10, again, I predicted that this would probably stay in the charts this week because of the Easter holidays, is Migration. Over £20 million now made at the box office, which is good. Good total for that animation film. So that is the top 10. Let me clear that. And let's just have a look through of upcoming films that are going to be released this week. Coming out on Friday is a film which Andy and myself have already seen on a screener called The Trouble with Jessica. And this stars Shirley Henderson, Alan Tudyk, Olivia Williams, and Rufus Sewell as four dinner party guests. And brought along to the party is the eponymous Jessica, who's played by very glamorous Indira Varma. And she has some trouble. And the trailer immediately tells you what the trouble is. And I noticed, Andy, in your review, you said what the trouble is. I studiously avoided saying what the trouble was because I think it's nice to go into the film if you can without knowing what the trouble is.
You say the trailer gives it away, but...
Well, it does. I haven't actually seen the trailer showing very much in cinemas. So you might get to see this.
I haven't seen it because I was hoping that the quote from the Sorted Film Critic that's on the poster would be on the trailer.
Would be on the trailer, who's that, I wonder?
I wonder who the Sorted Film Critic is. I loved it, Bob. I mean, I think you enjoyed it.
I did, yes.
I mean, I really thought it was a zany, wacky British comedy, clearly inspired by Hitchcock's The Trouble with Harry. But set in an urban setting rather than a rural setting, which that film is. And I just thought, and what's her name as the nosy neighbour, the lady from One Foot in the Grave, is absolutely hilarious.
She is. She is
I
very
thought
good.
That the whole thing just flowed beautifully. Kind of like, anybody remember that episode of Fawlty Towers where they're trying to move the dead body around the hotel?
Yes.
it's that kind of British wacky zany humour.
It's that kind
Only
of British
the British
humor.
Would find the removal of a dead body funny, you know,
yeah.
that way. But it's very dark, very black, but very, very entertaining.
Very good, yeah. Also out this week on Friday, we've got The First Omen, which the poster shouts is the most terrifying movie of the year. I wonder. Who knows? It might be. But that's one to look forward to. Another one coming out this week does look quite interesting. Think John Wick set in India. It's Monkey Man, and this is directed. I think it's the directorial debut of Dev Patel, who also stars in it as a kind of a avenging John Wick character. That had a unlimited screening, I think, preview screening last Saturday, but I didn't get to see it because of family stuff. No, I don't think any of us have seen it. But it had some good kind of reports back, so I think that looks like it might be quite fun. Another film, it's a busy week for film releases, I have to say, next week. We've got Io Capitano, which was the Italian nomination for the Oscars and was one of the shortlisted Oscar international films. It's a rather gritty tale of immigration and slavery. So that'd be worth catching. You might have to hunt for that at your kind of Bijou Picture House or Everyman and so on. I'm sure it's not going to have a huge release. There's also released is Evil Does Not Exist, which is Ryosuke Hamaguchi's film. And he was the director behind the film Drive My Car, which came out a couple of years ago. And that is supposed to be pretty good as well. So a lot of stuff. And finally, Luca is also on the big screen, which was one of Disney's lockdown films that came out and never had a theatrical release. Well, at least I don't think it did in this country.
I liked it. I thought it was quite good fun.
I thought it was good. Tender story with some un-Disney subtones behind it, which I thought was interesting. And yeah, it'd certainly be good to see that on the big screen again, see how it holds up. So that's all of the films coming out. Any other business
from
you guys?
Just there, that's actually not all the films. There's actually a lot more. I noticed that on there's also in Cineworld a film called Seize Them, which is a British sort of period drama comedy with like Nick Frost and people like that.
Oh, okay.
There is on Netflix a film called Scoop, which it's all about the Prince Andrew interview.
Oh, which yes,
could
yes.
Could be interesting to watch, let's
yeah,
say.
Yeah, that's got Rufus Sewell playing Prince Andrew, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Who was in The Trouble with Jessica.
Yeah. I think Gillian Anderson might be in it as well. Right, yeah. There's quite a few names in that one too.
Oh, yeah. That's one to look for.
There is an unlimited screening next Monday of a film called Ordinary Angels with Jack Reacher and what's her name? Hilary
Jack
Swank.
Reacher.
Yeah. the boy who plays that Jack Reacher in the Amazon
series. I thought you were going to say Tom Cruise then for a minute, but
what is it again? It is Alan Ritchson.
Okay.
He's Jack Reacher now to me. and lastly, I don't know if it'll be a chart, but next Wednesday I noticed that there is another Indian film called Bade Miyan Chote Miyan. And I only mention it because this one stars Akshay Kapoor, who's like one of the biggest earning stars in the world every year. Whenever he has a movie out, it's worth considering.
Okay.
So yeah, good. Just to add, I don't know how we're going to have time to see all these films, but we'll try.
I'm certainly not, unless it's on Netflix. So yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Any other business from you, Andy?
Not particularly. No. Just that I'm awaiting the Blu-ray delivery of Shazam, which was a Japanese animated film from a while back now. It's finally come out on Blu-ray, and that I loved it. I love these sort of Japanese fantasy animated films, and Shazam was a very good one about doors appearing all over Japan, leading into other realms.
Monsters Inc.
Kind of Monsters Inc. Japanese animated style, yeah.
Right. Cool. Okay. Well, that's our Flickering Dreams Cinema Cafe for this week. Thank you very much for joining. And as always, please subscribe. If you've got any views on any films you've seen that we've not featured, please drop us a line. You can reach me at bobthemovieman1@gmail.com. That's bobthemovieman1@gmail.com. My thanks to Scott Forbes from the Forbes Film and TV Review on Facebook, and from Andy Godfrey from Connect Radio with a K and Sorted Magazine. And I'm Bob Mann from One Man's Movies and occasionally BBC Radio Solent. So thanks very much, guys, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening or watching Flickering Dreams. You can find the video version on YouTube and the audio version on all major podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe so you can get each of the weekly episodes as they are released. We'll see you at the movies.